we're gonna do things a little bit differently this morning, because it's Thanksgiving weekend. Oftentimes, Thanksgiving is the one holiday that gets crushed in between Halloween and Christmas, and almost loses its luster. And so, before everybody gets crazy about Christmas and quote-unquote giving, we wanted to take some time and just pause and be thankful and kind of do an old school go around the table at what we're thankful for. And we're going to do it in four sections or four rhythms. And there's going to be personal time and then time where you gather around somebody next to you. And so to start us off, we were focusing on this verse as a staff this week, Isaiah 12:4-6. Give thanks to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let it be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you. And so the first section of the first rhythm that we want to be thankful for is, I want you just to take some time right now where you're sitting, to thank the Lord for who he is and for his presence in your life. And I understand that through all four of these sections, there might be a certain amount of tension. It might not have been a great year for you. There just could be some tension in any one of these. I want to acknowledge those. And so it's okay to acknowledge those. It's okay in the midst of being thankful to bring to mind some of those hard times and give those to God as well. But let's just take some time and just be thankful for who God is and his presence with us. And then I'll give you further instruction. Now find somebody nearby, sitting where you are. Three, four, five, how many ever are sitting near you. And take some time to tell them the things of which you are thankful for God. Not yet what he's done, we'll get to that, but just who he is. All right. I don't want to stop it. Well, we got three more. Well, let's go ahead and shout out some of the ones that you've said in your groups. Go ahead, shout them out. Forgiveness, sustainer, friend, creator, health, faithful, love, powerful, shelter, patient. Oh, praise God. Praise God. What else? Mercy, grace. The attributes can go on and on. Lord Jesus, we are just so thankful for you today. In the midst of a chaotic world, there's so many things to praise your name for. We are just eternally grateful for who you are. All right, this next rhythm, this next section, take some time right now to thank the Lord for your family. And I understand that there can be some tension with this one. Maybe you're not in a good relationship right now with fam, and that brings up some wounds. But family can extend beyond the biological, right? There's people that God brings into our lives who are almost more than family to some of us. There's people I call brother who are not my biological brother, and I'm externally thankful for them today. And so whatever that word means to you in a positive light, that's who we want you to engage in this morning. So just take a couple minutes and just thank the Lord for those people that he's placed in your life that are like family to you. All right, now take some time, grab somebody next to you, and tell them about the family you're thankful for. Maybe you're sitting with your family this morning, all right? And you just need to turn to your family and say, oh, listen, I'm thankful for you, and this is the reason why I'm thankful for you. Or maybe you just need to talk about that person that you're really, really thankful for. All right, everybody pull out your phone. Pull your phone out. We're going to get a little technological this morning. Hey, one of those family or friend that God brought to your mind who isn't here, who's not here with us this morning, I want you to take just a minute and just text one of those family or friends why you're thankful for them. Send them a text this morning. I understand some of them might be in services. That's okay. This is a God-honoring thing. Anytime you're encouraging somebody, God gets excited about it. So just take a moment and just text a family or friend that you're just eternally grateful for. All right. This is our third one. And I understand this one might be difficult for some people, but we have a lot to be thankful for where we live. We just do. If you live in America, you're already in the top 8% of the world. You have so much to be thankful for living here. I understand there's issues and things are hard and difficult, and we don't always get along. But in the midst of all that, there are things that we're thankful for. So just take a moment and thank the Lord for a few of the things or reasons why you're thankful for the place in which God has placed you. Take a moment and find somebody next to you, near you, and just tell them a few of the things or reasons why you're thankful for where we live. We're going to move on to our fourth and final reflection for this morning. Thank you, God. Take some time right now by yourselves, privately, to thank God for what he has done in your life this year. So it's something that he's done in your life this year. All right, take a couple moments and then I'll move us along. Maybe it's something he's shown you or revealed to you as well. Now let's take some time, find somebody around you, and tell them what God has done, shown, or revealed to you this year. All right. The worship team's going to come back up and close us out. But before we do that, in line with this last one that we were just thankful for, we're going to all say them all at the same time. All right? And so I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, and then we're going to say, Lord, I am thankful for... And then you say what you are thankful for that he's done for you this year. All right? So it'll be like this. I'll say 1, 2, 3, and then we'll all say, Lord, I am thankful that you dot, dot, dot. Make sense? But we're all going to say it out loud. So this is like a holy roar to God. All right? We're all telling him all at one time in one accord the things that he has done for us. And so out loud, we're proclaiming the praise and thanksgiving of God. All right? Ready? 1, 2, 3. Lord, I am thankful for that you are giving me the opportunity to live in patience, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, that's good. I wish one of these times, I got to record this. I believe with all my heart, mind, and soul, that when we're speaking to God in prayer or just in general, that digitally there's something different or vocally there's something different that takes place. I would love to see some science on that. But it just sounds different in my ear when people talk out loud to God than when you're just having a conversation. So let's stand. Let's sing together this last song of thanksgiving to the Lord, all in one accord, church.